Okay, so today's daf is Samech Tes. We got to the bottom of Samech Ches Amud Beis, around 8 lines up. So the Gemara asks the following question, Ve'ema Nivela. So the Gemara suggests, may Ema Nivela the Psula Chai Ve'Krisa. So we discussed yesterday that we were talking about Poslim, Psulim that were Posel Kohenes Levi of Yisraelis, Be'Biyasan. And we suggested that these Psulim referring to someone who's Aser Be'Isser Lav. And the Gemara suggests maybe it's only referring, and that was based on the pasuk of Bas Kohen Kisel Ishzar. So the Gemara suggests maybe it's only someone who's Aser, the Chiv Krisis, but someone who's Isser Lav, maybe then that would not pasul the Kohenes Levia and Yisraelis. That's what the Gemara suggests now. Again, Ve'ema suggests above what pasuled a woman from marrying a Kohen, Ema Nivela Lipsola Chai Krisis only, and not the Psulav and Isser Lav. So the Gemara says that's not going to be the case. Kisiyah Amar Rachmana. The Torah says kisiya, hanuch dis be havaya, chayv krisus lab bnei havaya. Because the pasuk, the source, how do we know again? Remember, we had the whole drasha. Which pasuk was being used to teach us that someone who's pasul to a kohenis or levi yisraelis is going to pasul the woman from eating shum or marrying kohen? So we ended up saying the extra pasuk kisiya liish zar. Because why is the word kisiya? Kisiya is always lashon havaya, lashon of kedushim. So we're referring to not people who are iser chiv karis. That's pasuk. Even someone who only is an Isser Lav, and we said many times in the past that other than Rabbi Kiva, all other Tanaim hold that Kedushin is Tofsin, even if there's an Isser Lav. So, for example, Kohen marries a Grusha, even though there's an Isser Lav, we hold Kedushin's Tofes. So, even though it's Kisiel Ish, even though there is Kedushin, there's an Isser Lav, that's what the Pasuk is referring to. That's going to create the Psul, and certainly in the case when there's a Chiv Krisos, which is much more. So, that's the Gemara tells us that we know even Isser Lav will pasul such a woman. So Gemara says, Yehachi, if that's the case, if any lav is going to passel a woman from marrying a Kohen, Yehachi, Oved Kochavim, Ve'eved, Lo, Lifsulu. So right, the Gemara asks, maybe an Eved, and a Goy and Eved should not disqualify, right? Why is that? So look at Rashi. Rashi says nothing. Rashi doesn't say anything. Okay. Right, so since there's no Kedushin by them, a Kisi Ish, we said only someone who has Kedushin should create an Isser. So since these Evan and Ovid Kalam don't have a Kedushin, and also there's not a Chiv Krisis, there's not such a severe punishment, maybe those cases should not pasul, should not disqualify these women from marrying a Kohen. So Gemara says, no, Hanuch Pasle Mid Rabbi Shmo. Those cases, sorry?
That's not Pashutu, like Kritut.
No, there's no krisis by Goy and Eved.
Yeah, forget about Kritot. It's not Pashu that's Eved and of the Kohavim.
No, because based on the source we have, the Makor, there's no reason to learn this from the source. There's no Kedushin in this case. Only Kisiya, something that has Kedushin, or something that's more severe like krisis. But in Eved and of the Kohavim, there's no Issa krisis, and there is no Kedushin. So what's the source? Gemara says the source is learned out from Rabbi Yishmael. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. Me nine lo'ovid kochavim ve'eved sheba bas Yisrael v'al kohenes u'leviyah shepasluah. He wants to know this very question. What's the source? We don't have a source that these individuals, a goy and an eved, will pasul a woman for marrying a kohen and eating shuma. So it says Rabbi Yishmael, shenemar uvas kohen kisiyah almanu ugrusha. The pasuk continues, right? That's what we saw yesterday. I'll read the whole pasuk on the side here. Uvas kohen kisiyah almanu ugrusha. If he Kohen has a mano a grusha vizera ein la and has no children v'shava al beis avia. So now Bas Kohen, she's married. The pasuk is talking about a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael. Her husband dies or her husband divorces her and she has no children. She goes back el beis avia kinureo. She goes back to the way it used to be. Milecham avia tochel. She's allowed to eat the truma from her father's house. V'chol zay lo yochal bal. That's the pasuk. So what are we learning from this pasuk? What's the connection of a mano grusha? It says the Gemara on the top of Samach Tesam and Aleph. Mi sheyesh lo amanus ugrushim ba yatzov kochavim ve'evet she'ein lo amanus v'grushim. So what's coming out here? What's the situation? Who's allowed to go back to her father's house to eat truma? Only someone who she had been married to, who is in the Torah, in the parsha of amana ugrusha, namely a Jew, she's mutter to. But if she was married or had been with an evet ovi kochavim, that is not shaykh, of course, amanus ugrushim. That would not allow them to go back to eat truma. She's possible from eating truma ever again.
Very nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the backdoor.
Right.
It's a negative way to understand.
So now, I didn't look into this issue at all, but I imagine this might be, this Gemara indicates that there's no gerushin by goyim. The discussion the Yushami talks about whether the the goyim have the ability to divorce each other or not.
They have civil divorce.
I'm talking about halachically. Do we acknowledge that? So this sounds like there's no gerushin at all when it comes to an eved and a goy. I didn't look into this. I'm going to just look.
What does it mean by in almonos, though?
That they're not shayach in it. Did Rashi explain?
If she, if he dies in Uzevot Kochavim, she doesn't. She's not considered almana.
So she can marry a kohen gadol. That's what you're saying.
I'm not sure. Because now she's not.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's no kedusha in the first place, so certainly she can marry a kohen gadol. Well, she can if she's a bula now. Not mean the iser almanus. There's no iser almanus, but there is an iser not being a basula anymore. Okay, I'm not seeing anything back here about this din, but this would seem to me a source that there's no gerushin for a guy in the Bavli, but who knows? Let me posek, okay? So then the Gemara says, three lines down, Ashechen Kohenes. This pasuk we just brought only tells us it's talking about a bas kohen, that a kohenes is pasul from being with an eved or a goy from going back to Yitzchuba. But what about Levi of Yisraelis Minolan? How do we know that those two individuals, those weren't discussed in the pasuk, that a Levi of Yisraelis pasul from an eved or a goy? So says the Gemara, Kedama Rabbi Abba Amarav bas ubas hachanami bas ubas. We saw this yesterday that we can make a drasha of the extra word letter uvav. That extra letter vav comes to include a levia of Yisraelis. So Gemara says, who holds that way? You darshan vav? Kaman, Rabbi Kiva, the darsh vav. He darshan vav. Gemara says, afilu tamer rabbanan. Even the rabbanan kulu bas kro yisayir, who, as we saw yesterday, the entire word bas, even though they're rabbanan in general, are not darshaning letters of vavs. They are darshaning an entire word, of course, and the word uvas is extra. To darshan it, allow them to include a levia of Yisraelis. If they were to be with an eved or a goy, they'd be possible from eating truma or marrying a kohen. Okay, so Gemara says now, Ve'ema, maybe you should say as follows. The drasha above, mi sheyesh lo almanus v'gerushin ba ki. So now, remember, the whole pasuk's referring to a bas kohen who's married, her husband dies, or divorces her. If she has no children, she goes back to her father's house to eat truma. Gemara says, maybe you should say the following drasha. Ema, mi sheyesh lo almanus v'gerushin, a bas kohen who marries a husband who is in the parsha of almanus v'gerushin, ba, ki less zera when there's no children, ka'achla. She's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat. And ki isle zera when she has a child who's a Yisrael, because she married a Yisrael, lo achla, she cannot go back to her father's house to eat. Now, what's the dia going to be? But mi she'ein lo amanus v'gerushin ba, if she's with someone who does not have any amanus v'gerushin, in other words, an eved or a goy, af agav isle zera, even if she does have children, nami techel, she should be allowed to go back to the father's house to eat. Because she was never married in the first place. She never left the parsha, the mishpach of Kohen.
But in regards to one Gershon Bat Kohen that marries in Israel, didn't we learn yesterday that when she goes back, even though that she has a son from Israel, she allows to eat totuma from her father?
Say that again? If she's married to Yisrael,
yeah,
and has a child, and her husband dies, her child, who's Yisrael, prevents her from going back to her father's house to eat.
Oh,
yeah. So the Gemara says maybe we should make the deacon a different way, that we should learn when it comes to someone who has no almanus and gerushin, namely an eved or a goy, that should say even if she does have children, she should be allowed to go back to her father's house to eat truma. That's the Gemara suggesting we should learn out. And again, the svar might be is because since there's never a marriage in the first place with the goy or the eved here, so she never really left the house of her father. She was always considered part of the house of the father, even if she does have a child from this eved goy. Gemara says, Imkain, if that were to be the case, that was a drasha to be made, Ribuya Levia v'Yisraelis Lamli. There'd be no need to include a Levia v'Yisraelis from the extra letter Vav or the extra letter Bas. Why? The pasuk is telling us that a Kohenes, who has a high level Kedusha, even though married to an Eved and a Goy, she's still allowed to go back in Yitzchuba. Certainly, Levi of Yisraelis, who has a much lesser level of Kedusha, certainly they won't be tainted from this Eved or Goy. And then the extra letter Vav and the extra word Uvas is unnecessary. And the Gemara says, Ulu Rebbe, fine. So that's how the Gemara, I think, ends this piece here, right? There's a long Rashi. I don't know if it's worth going to this long Rashi, but I think it's in essence what we're saying.
Sense. So that's the Moskana, that's Oved Kohanim, and Eved is not Metame, but Kohen.
No, that's not the conclusion. That's
she
the Gemara.
Truma.
No, the Gemara suggests that, and the Gemara rejects that. If that were to be the case, then we wouldn't need an extra word of Yisrael to include Yisrael. But we do have an extra word, we do have an extra letter, So it must be that we need to include Yisrael Leviyah to tell us that you...
So not necessarily. It's not necessarily that we need to include Yisrael Leviyah, not because of the... that the Bat Kohen has extra Kedusha, because they're included in the Pasuk. Meaning, you said that Bat Yisrael
and Leviyah
has less Kedusha.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then the Gemara said that if that was the case, you wouldn't have the Vav. The Vav is to include them.
Exactly, right. Okay? Mm-hmm.
And
okay, we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Train of thought.
So then the Gemara says. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Kiva. Now going back to a different point we were mentioning before, Rabbi Kiva darshan the vavs, but we're talking about now a different sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Damar ein kedushin tofsin bechayav ilavin. We saw this in many places. This comes up all over Shas. And when it comes to Isser Lav, Rabbi Kiva thinks the Kedushin is not Tovis, the Kedushin is not Chal. So for example, if a Kohen marries a Grusha when there's only a Lav involved, the Kedushin is not Chal. So according to him, my Kisiel Ish Zar, Kisibal Amana, the Grusha Lamali. So according to him, the question is that he thinks, even by Lav, what's the word Kisiel Ish? Before we learned Kisiel Ish, he was Havaya, was Kedushin. When in the context of Kedushin, by an Isser Lav, where there's Kedushin by all the other opinions, that's when it passels the Kohenes. So if a Kohenes is with someone who she's ushered to Midin Lav, even though there's a Sihia, even though there's a Kedushin, it's the passels her. But according to Rabbi Kiva, a Lav, there's no Tofes, there's never a Tvisa by a Lav. There's never a Kedushin, there's never a Tofes by a Lav. How are you to understand this pasuk of Kisiel Ishar? And Kitibal Managusha Lamali. So according to them, it should not be talking about Kedushin. It should be any time there's an Isser Bia. We can't be talking about Kedushin whenever there's an Isser Kedushin. Again, let's review that again. According to the first opinion, Kisiel Ish only taught us that when there's Kedushin, there's a Pasel, the Kohenes. We needed, therefore, an extra Pasel to include Evid and Goy, where there's no Kedushin, that they're also going to Pasel. But according to Rabbi Kiva, Kisiel cannot be understood to mean when there's Kedushin. Because he says there's never Kedushin when there's Isser Lav. So yes, for whatever reason it's talking about. But whenever a Kohenes is with someone who's Aser to her, whether there's Kedushin or not, because there's never Kedushin for Rabbi Kiva, it's going to be Aser. So if there's never Kedushin, that means even by Eved and a Goy, where there's no Kedushin, that's going to be included in the Pasuk already. We're not limiting it. You with me on that? Again. According to the Tanakhama, not Rabbi Kiva, Kisiyah, that Pasuk's talking about only when there's Kedushin, that's Chal. That's what the Pasuk's referring to. But it's not referring to when there's no Kedushin, Goy and Eved are not part of that discussion. But now that Rabbi Kiva holds that by Lav...
But it's the same Pasuk, it says Yisar.
Wait, when Rabbi Kiva holds that there is no Kedushin by Yisar Lav. So Kisiyah is not referring to Kedushin at all, it's referring to Lavim. Any lav, even a lav of an eved and a goy, because according to him, there's never kedushin by lavim. So everything's included in that pasuk. So it comes out for Rabbi Kiva, once everything's included, even an eved and a goy is included in that pasuk, the question becomes, amanu grusha lomali. Why do you need the second half of the pasuk, amanu grusha? What's the need for that? According to Tanakhama, it was needed to teach me about an eved and a goy. But for Rabbi Kiva, that's already part of the pasuk, eved and goy, even without amanu grusha. So that's the question.
So what is the grusha for yourself?
That's Kisiyah Ish Zar is part of the pasuk. Kisiyah was qualifying which Ish Zar. Ish Zar who's Bechlal Kedushin according to the Tanakhama.
Is such a thing?
Yeah, we just
Kedushin
said.
We just said,
whenever there's a lav. Whenever there's a lav, it's Tofes according to everybody.
For Akiva,
exactly, not Tofes. So that refers to any Ish Zar. All lav are included in the pasuk.
What's that? Is it Tofes?
No. No, it is. It is Tofes. Yeah, not. Yeah. Okay. That's the question. What is the word Almanu Grusha doing according to Rabbi Kiva? So the Gemara says, Almanu lahachmir la, uGrusha lahakel la. It's Almanu to teach me it's a chumra, and a Grusha to teach me a kula. What's this referring to? B'trichu, need both of them. Let's go through the Gemara and figure out what's going on here. Di ashmi inan Almanu, if it taught me only the word Almanu, Almanu hu dechi les lezera, achla, Mishum the Chazir Lakuna. So let's say, forget Psulim right now. Nothing to do with Psulim. Completely different discussion. A Bas Kohen gets married to a husband who she's mutter to. And her husband dies. Let's say we only had the word Almana. Her husband dies. So maybe only when her husband dies, when she's an Almana, when she has no children, she could go back to her father's house and eat Truma. Because as an Almana, she's still Roy to marry a Kohen, in theory. An Almana can marry a Kohen Hedyo. Aval Grusha, but if the word, the Pasuk didn't mention Grusha, you would have thought, Aval Grusha, if she were to be a divorcee, Dilochad Lakuna, she cannot marry a Kohen anymore as a Grusha. Ema, Aval Gav Dilesle Zera, one would suggest, even if she did not have children, Lo Achle, she cannot go back to her father's house to eat Truma, because she's a Grusha, and Grusha has no potential to marry a Kohen. So that's why you need the word Grusha. Grusha is to be make. The word Grusha is to the Lahakilav. Do we even allow Grusha to eat to eat Truma? Now let's say the other way around. Viashminan Grusha. Let's say the Pasuk only taught me Grusha. I would have thought the following. Grusha hu dechi isle zera lo achlo. If a Grusha had a child, that would prevent her from eating Truma if she had a child. Mishum de lo chad lakuna. Because as a Grusha, she's not fit to marry Cohen. So there's a limitation. Aval Amana, but I would think if the word didn't, the Pasuk didn't say Amana, I would have thought the Chazilakuna, she is fit to marry a Kohen Hedyo as an Amana, and Afagav, the Isle Zera. And if she were to have a child, Nami Techel, she should also eat, since she, as an individual, is potentially Mutter to be with a Kohen. Tzricha, the word Amana comes to be Machmir on her. If she does have a child, even though she's Mutter to marry a Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma if she has a child. So nothing to do with which ones are Psulim or not. According to Rabbi Kiva, Kisel Ish Zar includes all of them, even an Evan and a Goy. Amon and Grusha come to just tell me that there are certain limitations. Don't think one way without the other way. Amon and Grusha both have the same din. If there's a child, she cannot go back and eat Truma. If there is no child, no, she can go back to her father's house and eat Truma. Then the Gemara says, the Ema, maybe say, the Pasuk should be interpreted as follows. Ema nivela lipsula af machzir gushasa lishzar machzir gushasa. So maybe included on who's going to be which psulim will passel her from eating truma. So maybe even a machzir gushasa. So let's review. What's a machzir gushasa? Machzir gushasa is when a man marries a woman, he divorces her. She marries another man, and he dies or divorces her and goes back to the first husband. That's an isser of machzir gushasa, marrying your divorcee if she had been married in the interim. So maybe that should also be included in such a case. If a man were to remarry to machzir gushaso, or sorry, a woman, if she were to remarry her previous husband, maybe that should aser her. That should disqualify her also, the Gemara asks. So Gemara says, v'ema nivela lipsula af machzir gushaso. Gemara says, no, li'ish zar amarachmana, mi'ish zar etzla mi'ikara, la'afuki hai delo zar etzla mi'ikara. Interesting, Joshua. That it says ish zar, only somebody who was foreign to her completely. But this man, it's a machzir gushasa, where they had a previous relationship, that's not considered zar etzla, and that will not disqualify her from eating truma and marrying a kohen. Ihachi, that's the case, ask the Gemara. Chalal, de lav zarhu, mekara, lo lifsol. So a chalal, who's not zar, who's not foreign to her, from the beginning, should not disqualify her.
Chalal is one.
Chalal is someone, a kohen, not really a kohen, a Kohen marries someone who's Aser, marries a Grusha, they have a child that produces a Chalal. The child is not a Kohen, the child is a Chalal. Okay, one second here. Okay, right, so this Ihachi is not going back on the what we just spoke about in regards to the Machzir Grushasa. It's going back on the whole Halacha that we learn from Kisel Ishzar, the psul that someone who's asr to her will passel her. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that bs psul, passel, is going to posel her, chalal, who we just said what a chalal was, the lav zar hu meikara, is not considered ishzar, because he's a chalal is mutter to marry kohenes, lo lifsal. It should not disqualify her from eating chuma. But we learned earlier that a chalal is one of the ones listed. A kohenes may marry a chalal. There's no isr lav there. But if she does marry a chalal, even though there's no iser, it will still passel her from eating truma and marrying a kohen. So it's not only someone who's zar, not only someone who's a pasulter, it's not a bias psul, it just happens to be a result. Right? One of the things listed in Samaches was a chalal. Right, we had, who are the ones listed? Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Vedomi, Kusi, Nisin, Chalal, Umamzer. Chalal are one of the individuals who will disqualify her from eating Truma and marrying a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, Lo Yichalo Zara Ba'amav. So the end of the pasuk says, the whole pasuk we've been darshaning the whole, not the end, the next pasuk I think it is, it says, Vlo Yichalo Zaro Ba'amav, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadsho. So what does it mean, Lo Yichalo Zaro Ba'amav? Makish Zaro Lo. We're connecting, we're making a hekish of Zar to a Chalal. Mahu posel af zaro namu posel. So just like he himself is posel, so to his zera, a chalal is going to posel the woman also who marries a chalal. That's the drush we're making. Now the Gemara asks, ve'ema mishas havoya. Maybe for the moment they get married, the moment that she marries, someone posel to her, that should disqualify her from eating truma. How do you know it's b'shas bi'olni? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. The Dumi of the Kohen Gadol, it's similar to the din of the Kohen Gadol. Right, it's a Dama Ba'amana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana Bebiya Af Hainami Bebiya. A Kohen Gadol only becomes disqualifies her, with Bia. If they're just married to Amana, that won't disqualify her. It's not until Bia. So too, by this case, of the other kid, even though it's not a Kohen Gadol, I'm not sure exactly what the limud is, but we're also applying this to other cases that only with Bia will disqualify her. So just look at Rashi all the way towards the bottom. The last narrow line, Rashi says, Kohen Gadol b'bia hu d'pasel. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol with only bia is going to pasel her, but marrying an amana won't pasel her? K'dechse, Rashi brings the source, lo yichal zaro, k'shiyes zera chil. Only when there's a zera will she, as an amana, become chalal. V'hachin ha'mi t'nabel ha'bal yevamto nis'ar mula o nis'garisha m'na nesu'in p'sulim m'na erisin k'sheris. Only if it's divorced or widowed from marriage is she possible, but if she's from engagement, it will not disqualify her. Okay. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Ve'ema adika havaya ubiya. Maybe you need both. Maybe you need kedushin and nisun plus bia. Maybe bia alone won't disqualify her. The Gemara says, also dumi dekoin gado ba'amana. Ma koin gado ba'amana bibia l'chuda, af hainami bibia l'chuda. So you're saying that just like Amana is only, if it's Kohen Gadol Amana is only with Bia, even without marriage, so to hear, Bia alone is going to disqualify her. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Omer. So now we're going back. So that's the whole discussion. Let's just review for a moment. So we're just discussing a lot back and forth here about different Yonim. I can't even summarize as well, actually. I'm not going to attempt it. So let's just go weiter. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi said, it was too much back and forth. It wasn't even so much of a flow. It's talking about this, Rabbi Kiva, and then it's going back to this point. It's not even worth reviewing. Hopefully Ricky will forgive us. He's in Florida. He won't know anyways. So Rabbi Yossi says that we saw this yesterday. That Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shezaro pasol, posel, v'chol shein zaro pasol, eino posel. So this was yesterday's daf. We saw that there were three opinions. That was in the bottom of the daf, right? Bottom of Samech Chesem and Aleph it was. That we brought this brisa that about the psulim. So just to review for a second, Samech Chesem and Aleph told us that the Tanakhama thought that any of the psulim will disqualify a Kohenes or Levi Yisraelis. If any of those women are with the Mamzer, Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Adom, all those will disqualify her. Came along with Yossi, and he says, no, anything that the Zera, the child, will be puzzled, then that will puzzle her. But if the child that's generated will not be puzzled, then she herself won't be puzzled. Okay, we're going to come back to this page to get Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a second. But what's the difference, Gemara wants to know, what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says, back in Samech Tesam and Aleph, Ma'ika bein Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, what's the nafkamina between Tanakama, who just says across the board, and Rabbi Yossi, who limits it only when the Zera is pasul, will that pasul the mother, the wife? So the nafkamina is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Sheni Vadumi Sheni Ika Benayu. It's that the Mitzri Sheni. So the halacha is that a mitzri sheni is asr, but the child who's a mitzri shlishi is actually going to be pasul l'kahal. So Rashi says this on the bottom, and it just says that din, we have to read the whole thing, but he just mitzri sheni, two wide lines down, mitzri sheni pasul v'zaro kasher, but the child of a mitzri sheni, which is a mitzri shlishi, is kasher.
What do you mean kasher?
No, he is. The mitzri converts, right?
If he converts.
So when he converts, so he
even
still
if
has...
If the Rishon is converted.
Even if he converts, he's still considered a mitzri for the first and the second generation. Not until the third generation is he completely cleansed.
So let me ask you a question. You have mitzri Rishon convert. He's not considered Jew.
He's Jewish, but he just can't marry a Yisrael. He has to marry a Mitzris or a Monis or something like that. Yeah.
So, so the Zera is considered to be what?
Mitzri Sheni, and still not Mutter yet. And then the next generation, Mitzri Shlishi, is permitted.
Wow.
Okay, let's keep going. So that's the Nafkamina. According to Tanakama, it's going to create a psul because Mitzri Sheni is usher to that wife. But according to Biosi, you look to the child. Since the child's going to be a Mitzri Shlishi and Mutter, then the Mela, the mother also, will be Mutter. That's the Nafkamina between Tanakama and Biosi. And how do they know this? Gemara says, Shneem, both Tanakama and Biosi, lo lamdua elamikoin gadol ba'amara. Their source is this case of Koin Gadol and Ma'amara is the model for all these halachas we keep seeing. Tanakama saver ma Koin Gadol ba'amara, it should be also be a very apostle, just like a Tanakama, just like Koin Gadol and Amana, the Bia itself disqualifies her. Apai nami posel. So to hear, I don't care about the Zera. The Mitzri Sheni themselves is a Isser Bia, and that's going to disqualify her. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Savar kikoin gadol, ma koin gadol, shizera zara posel, posel, uposel. Just like a koin gadol and amana, the child will be a halal, and the she will be posel. Has to be consistent. Af kol shizara posel, posel. So to any other case, where the Zera will be posel, she'll be posel also. But la fuke Mitzri Sheni the ain zaro pasul where the child of Mitzri Sheni will not be pasul. The chesiv the pasuk tells us bonim asheyuldu lehem dor shlishi yavol hem bekal shem. The third generation of a Mitzri may enter into the kahal. Okay, so Gemara now wants to know the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer kol shata nose bito ata nose amanasa v'chule. The third opinion of yesterday's daf was anyone where you can marry her daughter, then she herself is not pasul. But if you cannot marry her daughter, then she herself will become pasul through this bia. So now the Gemara wants to know, ben Yerbiyoshi, Rabban Shemuel Gamliel. What's the nafkamina between these two last opinions? So Amar Ula, Ger Amoni, Umuavi, Ikebinayu. Shneim Lelamdu. So what's that mean, Ger Amoni, Amoni Vamuavi? So Gemara is going to explain, that's the nafkamina how. Shneim Lelamdu, Ela, Yikoin Gadol, Ba'amana. They also learn this from that same model of a Koin Gadol with an Amana. Biyosi Saver, Ma Koin Gadol, Ba'amana. Shizar apostle, apostle, afkol, shizar apostle, apostle. Like we said above, that just like Amana Koin Gadol, the child will be a chalom. So to any other case where the children will be chalolim, that's when it will disqualify the woman from being a marrying a Koin or eating Truma. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel learns it differently. He holds Savar Ma Koin Gadol Ba'amana, shekol zar apostle, posel, af shekol zar apostle, posel. So to any other case where all their children, both a son and female, son and daughter will be pasul. La fuke amoni v'mavi to exclude this particular case. De'ain kol zaro pasul. Not all the children of an amoni amoavi will be pasul. The remar amoni v'lamonis muavi v'muavis. Only the sons of muavi and amonis amoni will be pasul. But the daughters, as this, we just learned this drush right now, the daughters will not be pasul. Right. That's this is one of the reasons why Rus and she converted. She was a Moavis, it wasn't Bechlal, she was not Bechlal, this, even though she was a Ger, she's Mutter to marry into the Kaal because it does not apply to Moavis. But that's an Afkamina according to this last opinion. Okay. Beautiful. Gemara now says at the bottom of the Mishnah, Ha'ones v'ha'mefate v'ha'shote. Any of these cases, Ones is someone who raped, Mefate, someone who convinces a woman to be with him, and Ha'shote, lo poslim v'lo machilim. These cases will not disqualify her, because there's no Isser at the same level. It's not a real Isser. It's an Isser Zanus, but it's not an Isser of Erva and Isser Grusha, not that, the types of Isserim. Lo Posen will not disqualify her, but also Lo Machilin will not allow them to eat. So we'll explain what that means as we go ahead. V'im ein ruin levol b'Yisrael. And if it's a person who's not roy to marry into Yisrael, hare ilo Posen, then it would. So even though normally a case of an Ones Mefate and Shote will not disqualify her. But if it's a Ones Mefate of someone who would be puzzled to go into the Kaal, meaning let's say it was a Grusha, let's say it was a Grusha, so a Kohen, let's say right, Kohen was Nivla with a Grusha, so then that would disqualify her from eating Truma. If there's a Psul as opposed to Mamash Znus, even though Znus isn't good, that's not going to disqualify her. But if it's a case of someone who's pasul, even though it's ones mefate shote, that will disqualify. Let's say the Mishnah now says the top of Samech Tesamim Beis, Ibra, let's say she becomes pregnant from the case of ones mefate v'shote, then lo sochal b'tshuma, then this ubar is going to prevent her from eating tshuma.
Still the Mishnah?
There's still a Mishnah, yeah.
Mishnah
is going to take half the blot, yeah, half the amud. So again, if it's simply bia, that won't disqualify her. But if she becomes pregnant as a result of this, then that will prevent her from eating, and the Gemara is going to explain, that will prevent her from eating any tshuma. Nechtach ha'ubar b'me'a tocha. If the ubar has been removed from her, so then, or she gave birth around, she says also, then she's allowed, and the child dies, then she's allowed to eat. Only if the child is there holding her back, preventing her from being there, but the child is no longer alive, then she's allowed to go back to be eating tshuma. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says a case, Haya Kohen Sheba al Bas Yisrael, in talking about the cases of Onis Mefata. So Kohen Ba Bas Yisrael, Lo Socha Bat Tshuma. So she's not allowed to eat tshuma because she's a Bas Yisrael. Even though there's nus with the Kohen, there's no marriage. The only time you're allowed to, the Bas Yisrael could eat tshuma is if you're acquired by the Kohen, but there's no kinyan kaspo. Ibra, but let's say she becomes pregnant as a result of this, lo sochal, she still can't eat any tshuma because she's not married to the Kohen, and her child who's a Kohen is not yet born to bimachil her, so she still can't eat tshuma. But let's say Yalda, let's say she gives birth to the child, the Kohen, then sochal, then she could eat because of her son, the Kohen. She's not married to the Kohen, it was a case of onis mefata. But as a result of her child, she can eat tshuma. Nimtza kochel sheben gadol mishel av. Turns out the strength of the son is more powerful than the strength of the father. Because the boel, as Rashi says, the boel, Rashi's gadol mishel av, sheboel lo yochal, yachol hachila, the boel cannot feed her, mipnei shel boel el shem kedushin, they're not married. Vlav kinyanahu. But the son out of wedlock may machil, may feed her tshuma. Now ha'eved, another case, the Mishnah says, ha'eved posel mishum bia, veno posel mishum zera. So Rashi explains, ha'eved posel mishum bia, im ba al kohenes, a kohenes, a bas kohen who eats tshuma, and now ha'eved's ba on her, paslam in a tshuma, she's disqualified like we learned earlier. But, says Rashi, in posel mishum zera, im yesh la zera, le bas kohen, misrael kasher, Shu Eved. So let's say the Bas Kohen, who marries, has a child from Yisrael, Kasher, so it does not disqualify her, it was a Kasher relationship, and she has a child who's an Eved, Umeis Bala Yisrael, her husband dies, Vinishar Zeh, and the Eved is left, her son who's an Eved is left around, Lo Amrina Harezer Yeshlam Yisrael, Lo Tashu Lechuma Avia, Tevade Lav Zerahu. Okay. So I know it's confusing. Gemara is going to, Mishnah is going to explain what this means. How do we have a case of a Ben Yisrael who's an Eved? We're going to explain that. Yeah. But what comes out is as follows. Then Eved, who's on a Bas Yisrael, on Bas Kohen rather, will disqualify her from eating tshuma. But if she's a child that turns out to be an Eved, then that Eved will not disqualify her. So the case was somehow she married Yisrael, Beheter. She had a child who ends up being an Eved somehow, and her husband dies. That Eved does not prevent her from going back to eating with her father's in her father's house, she may. I know it's very confusing, although not confusing, but there's a lot of different cases here. Hard to make heads and tails of everything here. Okay. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, how do you have a case of a Yisrael, a Ben Yisrael who's a Eved? So Ketzad, Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, u'bas Kohen l'Yisrael, v'yadu haymar ben. So Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, or Bas Kohen who marries Yisrael, and they have a child. V'halach ha-ben, now the ben goes off, v'nichbash al ha-shifcha, and ends up being with a shifcha. V'yol de-himana ben, now they have a child, that means the grandson is a son of a shifcha. Right, their son went off to marry a shifcha, had bia with a shifcha, and then they had a grandson who's a son of a shifcha who becomes an eved. Harei ze eved. That's a grandson who's an eved. So now what happens is, there's a Mishnah continue to explain this. Let's see. So I think it's still part of the same case. So now, Haisa Eim Aviv, the mother of the father, in other words, the grandmother of this child, is a Bas Yisrael LeKohen. Lo Tochal B'Tshuma. So if the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen, she cannot eat Tshuma. Because she has no child who's a Kohen. In other words, in a case where her husband dies, the Kohen dies, so her grandson He's not allowed to give her a truma because he's an Eved. And now the other scenario, Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, Tocha B'Truma. But she can eat truma. If the grandmother was a Bas Kohen, she can eat truma because the Eved, the grandson who's an Eved, is not going to hold her back. So that's how we explain the scenarios of the above Mishnah.
Very easy.
Very easy, right?
Yeah.
Easier than the family trees we saw early in the Masechta. Okay, now another case. Mamzer posel umachil, the klal is, and mamzer disqualifies a bas kohen from eating truma, and it also machil but can't feed her. What does that mean? So let's see the case. Ketan, bas Yisrael lekohen or bas kohen liyisrael, the yaldei manabet bas. They have a daughter now. Halcha bas v'nisa le'eved. The bas is with an eved. Olo v'kachavim, the yaldei manaben. Now they have a grandson. Beautiful. They have a grandson who's not Jewish. Harezeh mamzer. The child, the grandson is Jewish, but to mamzer, since she's the mother, the daughter was Jewish, the grandson is now Jewish, but since the husband was so impossible, wasn't Jewish, was an Eved or a Goy, so that's going to make the child a mamzer.
That's what happened today.
What do you mean?
That's what you said today.
Right.
Yeah. They're not Jewish, it's the Jewish person's daughter that married the Eved.
The Jewish person's daughter marries the Eved. Now the grandson...
Boy.
Is going to be Jewish because his mother was Jewish,
right.
But it's going to be mamzer since his father was an Eved or a Goy. That creates this mamzer. So what's the halacha? Now we have this grandson who's a mamzer. Ha'isa im imo, his maternal grandmother, Bas Yisrael Kohen, married to Kohen, Tocha B'Truma. She's allowed to eat Truma. I guess it has to be talking about a case where she's still married to the Kohen. No, I'm sorry, no. Even if her husband dies, the grandson is able to machil her chuma. Even though he's a mamzer, he's able to machil her chuma. That's the case we were talking about before. It's still considered zera. That's a Gemara and Gemara in Kedushin, also Nivamos, ein la zera, ayin la zera, ayin, to look into. Even if the child is a mamzer, as long as it's a child from this, you're allowed to continue to be machil the grandmother chuma. But let's say the Bas Kohen Yisrael, the Bas Kohen who had to marry to Yisrael.
The grandmother anyway is married to a Kohen.
No, but the Kohen dies now.
Ah.
So now let's take the case of Bas Kohen Yisrael. Bas Kohen marries to Yisrael. Lo tocha b'truma. In that case, she cannot go ahead and eat truma. That's not allowed. Why? What's the difference in that case? Because she's a child, because the Bas Kohen to Yisrael, the grandson is a Yisrael. That's holding her back from going back to her father's house. Okay. Now, Kohen Gadol, Pabim Shu Pasol. Sometimes he's posel. What does that mean? Ketar. Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, V'yalda Mehimaner Bas. They have a child, daughter. V'halucha Bas V'nisei Shlekohen. Now, this daughter goes ahead and marries a Kohen. V'yalda Mehimaner Ben. Now, they have a son. Ha'reze Roy Lios Kohen Gadol. Right? Nothing wrong. Everything is mutter. Bas Kohen married Yisrael. They have a daughter. Dori married a Kohen. Great. The grandson of Roy to be Kohen Gadol. Omeid U'meshamesh Agabi Mizbech. So he's able to go ahead and work in the Mizbech, work in the base of Migdash. Machlis Imo, he could feed his grandmother, who's a Bas Kohen, he could feed her Truma. I guess talking about a case of... Interesting. Oh, that's really interesting. Wow. It's really interesting. Normally the grandchild, she's married, again, the Bas Kohen's married to Yisrael. So normally the grandchild will keep her still, wait. The Bas Kohen to Yisrael, she's still in the family. So the grandchild will keep her still in the family, you would think, and she would not be allowed to eat Truma. But since in this instance, her daughter marries a Kohen, so the grandson ends up being Roy to be Kohen Gadol, Roy to be Kohen. So even though it's in the family, it gets her to eat Truma because she's a Bas Kohen. You see that? It's so fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. He's possibly his grandchild, his grandfather, his grandmother.
I may have said the wrong way. He can machil, as if it's a case, sorry, if it's a Bas Yisrael married to Kohen, so then this grandchild can, who's Roy to be Kohen Gadol, that Kohen Gadol, Roy Kohen Gadol, can allow her to continue to eat Truma. But if it's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, even though the grandson is a Kohen Gadol, right to be Kohen Gadol, that will not allow her to eat Truma. That becomes very interesting. He can eat Truma because the daughter married a Kohen and the grandson can, but the grandmother, who is actually Bas Kohen, but since she married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma, because the grandson keeps her in the Yisrael family, even though the grandson himself is a Kohen Gadol. Fascinating idea. Last line of the Mishnah, we got to get moving here. 6:45 already. Zos Ameris Lo Kivnei Kohen Gadol Shu Poslenu Minat Truma. So the grandmother says there shouldn't be. Does Rashi have a line here? Rashi writes Zos Haisha Omeris. This grandmother says Lo Kivnei Kohen Gadol Klomer. There shouldn't be people like this. Meaning this Kohen Gadol, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, it's preventing her from eating any Truma, so she's not very happy with her grandson, even though he's able to be a Kohen Gadol. Interesting line. I'm not really sure why they make such a line here in the Mishnah. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara says now, Tanina, the Mishnah, another Bryce, another source tells us that the Tanna Rabbanan, Shote v'katan, shenasu nashim, a Shote or a Katan who marries multiple women, umesu nishoseim, and their wives die, pturus min achalitza u min hayibam. They themselves die, rather. They have multiple wives, and they die, or even one wife, there's no need for yibam and chalitza because there's never a marriage in the first place. A katan and shote, the marriage is not binding, there's no kinyanim, there's no need for chalitza, yibam and chalitza. Ketzad, now Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ketzad hayash yisrael shabalak bas koin, tocha v'truma, ibra lo socha. If Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen, so she's allowed to eat, Al Yisrael, they're never married. The Bas Kohen's still allowed to eat Truma. But if she becomes pregnant from this Ones Mefate, then she's not allowed to eat Truma. Kaven de Ibra, Lo Sochal, once she gets pregnant, she's not allowed to eat. Because Leslechash Shemre Ibra. So the reason why she can't eat is that, because if she's pregnant, we're concerned maybe she became pregnant from this particular Ones Mefate. We don't know who she was, but maybe from this Ones Mefate. And if the child ends up being from this husband who's a Yisrael, her son's a Yisrael, that prevents her from eating. So it says the Gemara, Milo Tanan, does the Mishnah tell us, Mafrishin Osan Gimel Chadashin Shema Mubarasein? You're supposed to separate for 3 months from the husband, lest you're a Mubaris. So what's the Shaila here? So look Rashi Kavan. Rashi's Kavan, deep shita le de ibra amina le lo socha. It's so pasha that if she's pregnant, that we say she can't eat truma. Amai katani, why does the Mishnah say, masisin Yisrael habal yupas koin, bonus mefito itochel, lecha shema ibra? So why are we saying, in a regular case of Bia, where we don't know if she's pregnant or not, maybe she's going to become pregnant. We always have to give a 3-month grace period to see what the results are going to be. So the Mishnah says only if she's pregnant do we say not eating truma. But let's say there's stambia, she could have truma. So why? Why is that the case? Shouldn't there be a concern that she is muberis? So says the Gemara, Amarava baravuna liyuchsin chashashu lutruma lo chashashu. Only in regards to yichlas and knowing who the proper father is are we so concerned. We did an extra chumra. When it comes to eating truma, we were not so machmir, the standards were not so high, so we don't have to wait the 3-month period. We allow her to eat truma until we know that she is pregnant. Mark said, is that really true? La truma lo chashashu? We're not concerned when it comes to truma about these inyanim? Hatani, the Brisa teaches us, Hareza gitech sha'achas kodlin misasi. Husband says to his wife, he's a Kohen, marries a woman who's not a Kohen, and he says to her, here's your get, an hour before I die. So asu lecha b'truma miyad, right away she's asked to eat truma. Because any given moment, it could be an hour before he dies. We never know when he's going to die. So any single second is suffix. And because that's suffix, she can't eat truma. So we see, even by truma, when there's a suffix by truma, we are choshesh to not allow her to eat truma. So El Al Gemara says differently. It's not an issue of, we are choshesh by truma. Ein hachanami. El Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, b'nisuin chashashu, b'znus lo chashashu. Only with respect to marriage were we concerned of there being pregnancy. When it comes to znus, we're not so concerned. Why? So Rashi says, 2 wide lines down in Rashi, about biznus lo chashashu. We're not concerned she's going to be pregnant by biznus. Kidekai malon, isha mizane misapechas, kidesh lo tisaber hilchach lecha safik. Marnita talks about this, certain techniques that a woman would turn over her body and remove all the zera from her body in order to prevent herself from becoming pregnant. Also, other Gemaras talk about using some type of contraception to prevent people from becoming pregnant. When it comes to someone who's mizane, a woman who's mizane, she's going to make sure she's not going to become pregnant. Therefore, we're not concerned that she's pregnant. Unless we see she actually is pregnant, we're going to assume she's not pregnant. And that's why there's no chashash of her becoming pregnant, and she's allowed to continue to eat truma unless she's pregnant. Gemara now says, "Ubnisun mi'chashashu." Even in the case of marriage, are we really concerned that if there was marriage, that she's pregnant and she has to wait 3 months and she's not allowed to eat truma? Are we really concerned about that case? Hatani, the Braisa tells us otherwise. Bas Kohen shenisesh liYisrael. Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael, umes, and the Bas Kohen, and the Yisrael dies. Tovelas vocheles b'truma l'erev. So that night she could, the very day, right, she becomes an onen, an onenes. Her husband dies, who was a Yisrael. She's a Bas Kohen. That night she could go to the mikvah and mitah herself, because before eating truma you have to be tar, and she could eat truma that evening. What, shouldn't she wait 3 months? Maybe she's pregnant from the Yisrael, and if she's pregnant from the Yisrael, she's not allowed to go back to her father's house and eat truma. So we see, even by nisuin, we're not concerned of being pregnant unless we know otherwise. Am Rav Chisa, Tovelas v'ochelas ad arba'im. Tovelas v'ochelas ad arba'im. She has to wait 40 days. What does that mean? What does that mean here? It should say she should wait. Is that what it means here? She should wait 40 days. It's still not the 3 months that we require, though. Let's see. Let's continue the line here. D'ilo m'abra, because had she not become pregnant, ha lo m'abra, she would certainly not become pregnant. V'i m'abra,
she could only eat for 40
days. That makes more sense. She eats for 40 days because during the 40 days, it's not a child yet. It's not a child until 40 days. Then it becomes the tzeiros v'lad is really after 40 days. So that's what she's allowed to eat for 40 days and then stop. That's the heter. Okay, that makes sense. Toveles v'ochas ad arbaim. Again, di lo ma'abra, if she wasn't pregnant. Halo ma'abra, she's not pregnant. Nothing to be concerned with. Vi ma'abra, and if she were to be pregnant, ad arbaim my ba'alma, who until 40 days is considered my ba'alma. Only after 40 days, then she has to be concerned until she hits day 90, until 3 months are complete. Then she has to see if she's pregnant or not. Amar Le Abaye says, "Ihachi, that's the case. Ema seifa. Look at the seifa of this brisa. Hukar ubra b'meyeha teme kokelas l'mafreya." So the brisa says, if you recognize that she's pregnant, then it's going to be mukokelas l'mafreya. What does that mean? Rashi says, four wide lines down, teme kokelas l'mafreya. She has to pay back all the truma that she ate. She wasn't really allowed to eat the truma. She has to pay all of it back.
Since when?
So the pashas is, sounds like all the way back from day one. So it seems like even the first 40 days would be usher for her to eat truma. Mara says, no. What it means to say, my mukukelas ad arbam. She only has to go back from day 90 to day 40, only 50 days back. But the first 40 days, she had a complete heter to eat the truma. Fascinating idea. She goes from not eating truma 40 days to eating truma, and then 50 days not eating truma, and then there's no pregnancy, and then she is able to eat truma again. It's pretty strange. Gemara now says, Itmar haba al rusasa bebeis chamav.
Regular cases.
Regular cases, yeah. The Gemara talks about a case of a man and woman who are engaged, and haba al rusasa bebeis chamav in the house, his future father-in-law's house, he's ba on her, the rusa, before they marry. So Rav Amar havlad mamzer. The vlad's mamzer, they're not married. So since they're not married, the vlad's a mamzer. And according to Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki, it's a Shtuki, which interesting line here, and that's the Gemara's in condition. They end talk about a case of it's a Suffolk Mamzer, says Rashi. See Rashi seven lines up from the bottom towards the end of the line. Shtuki Suffolk Mamzer, Duha Mesafkalan Im Maorishu, Vikasha Im Inish Achrinahu. Maybe it's another man, we have no idea. They're not married. She wasn't Meyuchatim in terms of Bira. Hukach Mamzer Suffolku. And look at the Rashi before this, by the way, for the opinion that it's a mamzer. Rashi writes, Havlad mamzer, afa pisha shnei modim, even though both parties agree, it was us, there's no other man. Shibala, chayshin, and we are still choshesh, hoil uprutahi, since she's clearly a pruta. Acher nami bala, maybe someone else was with her, v'yabrabminei, and maybe it was the other man. So that's why Rav says that it's a mamzer, Vlad mamzer, and Shmuel held that it's a Vlad shtuk. So Amar Rava says, mistavr milsa de Rav. Rav makes more sense to me that the Vlad's a mamzer. Why? The daima ma'alma, aval lo daima ma'alma, basa dida shadinala. What does daima ma'ala mean? So Rashi says, look at the five lines up at the beginning of the line. The daima ma'alma, shechashdua me'achir, she's choshed from other men. Dileka lachshuri kishar b'nei doma, shehem k'shem. We're not able to permit her like other men. B'nei doma are usually people of like stature, of I think statue is probably a good definition of that. Dehasam came into Nesuah, he rove bilas halach achar habal. When she's married, the Gemara tells us, I think it's in Kedushin, that when she's married, rove bilos are going to be from her husband, not from other men. Aval hacha lav orcha lemibal kulihai belochapa. But here, it shouldn't be so much bia, even with her harusa. So therefore, there's every man has the same likelihood of being with her, and that's the concern here. Let's see, read that inside again, back in the Gemara. Amar Rava Mestaver Milsa Derab Didaima Maalma Aval Lo Daima Maalma Basa Didei Shadin Le. So how do we interpret those words, by the way?
It's just saying, it says in the article that not that he's passing like Rav, he's just clarifying Rav's statement. The Rav's statement is only when she's Choshe Liznud for everyone else.
Uh-huh.
When she's not, there's no coal that she might have be with someone else. Then,
uh-huh.
then we assume it's through the person she was had kedushin.
So what's the word daima? How they define that word?
It's suspect.
Only the daima. Only if it's suspect from other people, then we're concerned that maybe it's another man. But if it's a situation where she's very much a tsanua, we're not
right.
suspect of anybody else, then we wouldn't assume Vlad Mamzer Vada. He's qualifying Rav's statement. Rav's statement, it seems. A Rav statement. Rav is qualifying Rav only when there's a suspect, a suspicion of some sort. Okay. Then Amarava, Rav says, how do I know this? Dikasani Yalda Tochel. So the Brisa told us above that if the Israelis was a Kohen was Bal Israelis without Kedushin, and then there's a child, that child is able to feed his mother, Chuma. Okay. So how does this prove to us anything? Hey, Chidami. Ilema de Dan Mom Alma Yalda. If it's talking about a case where she was suspect to being with other men, so Yalda Maitocha, why is she able to eat? From just because the most recent onus Mefata was a Kohen, it could have been there were 1,000 other men. So that shouldn't be a heter. Elala mine daima v'lo daima ma'alma. Maybe she's only suspect to him, but not to the rest of the world. Now, even though it was Asur, this one was Asur, and this one was Asur, what does it mean, Hai Yisura, the Hai Yisura? It was Asur in both parties, I guess. It was Asur both to the person himself and to anybody else, yet we still allow her to eat from the son being born. So in this case, Hacha, the Hai Yisura, the Hai Hetera, where it's us to the rest of the world, but mutter to the Arus himself, lo koshken, should we not allow her to continue to eat chuma and not be suspect that it came from another man? And therefore, that's how Rav was able to make such a qualification of the statement of Rav, only when there is a suspicion of being with other men. Amalei Abai responds back, liolam emelecha kolecha dadam yaminei av gavdu dadam yamalma. Even the case where she's suspect to be with Harusa, the Arus, but there's no suspicion of other people, there's still going to be a concern. He argues with this qualification in Rava. Right? He doesn't really explain why that is, though. He just says it. He argues across the board that there's going to be a concern here. So let's see. Amarava. So Amarav, Rav, Havla Mamzer. Vlad's still going to be a Mamzer, according to Rav, in every scenario, my time up. Even if there's no suspicion of other people, we are going to suspect her that because since she's mafkir herself to him, her aris, she probably is also mafkir herself to other men, and therefore we're going to say, even without the case of suspicion, there's going to be an issue of Vlad being a mamzer. Umasnisin, now the Mishnah now, Masnisin says, Shayushneim chavushim bebeis asurin. The explanation for the Mishnah. So why do we say in the Mishnah the Kohen was Bas Yisrael and she has a child who's a Kohen? Oh, it must be a Kohen, so therefore she's allowed to eat Chuma. Why is it not concerned if there's other men also? It must be talking about a case where they're both in jail. There is no other men around other than him. Therefore, Vade the Kohen was the father of this child and that allows her to eat Chuma. It's 7 o'clock. Maybe we should stop here. Let's stop here. Okay. All right. I can't really do much of a review on this one. This is a challenging one. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone have a good Shabbos.